Hello? Yeah, just one second, I'm coming. What the? Hey. Sorry, are you here for the casting call? Yeah, dude, that ended over an hour ago. Why the heck are you so late? Hold on. Why don't you just come inside? No, really. I don't exactly feel like having this conversation right here, so yeah. Just come in. Did you not read the time or something? Right. I see. Your car broke down. No, I get it. Stuff happens, man. So what do you play? Bass. Nice. You're good, right? Actually. Just saying. Plenty of people think they're good, and then I have to listen to them play, and it makes my ears bleed. Yeah, well, I really want to take music seriously, and obviously, I know I need to have good people in the band. Who knows? Maybe you could be one of them. So, did you just not bring it? Or am I supposed to take your word for it? Right, in the car. You couldn't have just brought it. I mean, you came here anyways, so I'm just confused, I guess. Right, yeah, no, I get it. What's wrong? Come on. You don't have to be shy. Well, I mean, you look like you are. Are you? You know, they say bass players have really big hands. I don't know why I said that. I was hoping maybe it would ease the tension, but maybe it was a little weird to say. I don't know, people say that, right? But you totally do. See? Look at it compared to mine. My hands are so much smaller than yours. Ridiculous. And that's why I need people like you. You want a drink? Here. Fair warning, I am a lightweight, so don't let me have too many of these. How far did you walk to get here? I don't know, you seem kind of out of breath. Holy crap, dude. You know, you could have just called the number on the flyer. Yeah, we could have rescheduled or something. I could have met with you privately some other day. But you know what? I like the dedication. Yeah. Shows me you're serious about this. Maybe it's a good thing you didn't bring your bass. If you're that out of breath. and walked for that long. No, oh my gosh, please don't walk back. Listen, you can crash on my couch if you need to. Yeah, no, dude, it's fine. I mean, I've got the space, and yeah. No, it's fine, really. Yeah, I promise. Maybe we can, hang out, get to know each other. I wasn't planning on heading to bed anytime soon, honestly. You know, when I put up all those flyers around the college campus, I really didn't expect that many people to show up. Well, there's not exactly a lot of promising candidates. Really hoping you might be one. I mean, you seem pretty nice so far. Even if you totally suck, we should still be like friends or something. Yeah, dude, seriously. Why would I make that up? Yeah, okay. Well, whatever you say. No, not even tired. Don't say that. Hey, I only yawned because you yawned. They're contagious, you know. So, actually really rude of you. Says who? You only yawn after someone if you like them. You just made that up. Yeah, you're trying to make me nervous or something. Fine, I will admit that I think you're cute, but that's all you get out of me. Yeah, well, maybe if you weren't so adorable, we wouldn't have that problem, would we? Yeah. Whatever, smoke show. Keep talking. No, really, it's fine. I don't mind. You're trying to round me up, and it's not happening. Because I've dealt with worse. You can be as bratty as you want. It's not gonna work on me. I have my reasons. But I'm not gonna spill until I'm finished with my drink. Trust me, you won't have to wait long. Don't give me that. I told you I'm a lightweight. Just, I don't know. Liquid courage, right? Makes me more sociable. If you can call it that. What was... You know, I forgot what I was rambling about. What were we talking about? Hey, I told you I was a lightweight. Mm-hmm. Can't blame me for something happening that I literally said was gonna happen. You, come here often. I'm kidding. But maybe you should come here often. Anyways, how long have you been playing bass for? Because that's definitely the kinds of questions that I should be asking, and I just, like, haven't been. Shut up. That long? You gotta be good then. Because, I don't know. I mean, you can't play for that long and still be bad, right? No, I'll actually be kind of impressed if you are. Yes, if you're bad, I will be impressed. You've been playing your whole life and you're still bad, I will absolutely be impressed. Are you kidding me? It takes some sort of skill and dedication to be that awful for that long. I don't know, just kind of always been into it. Like music and yeah, I don't know. I just thought like I needed a hobby or something on the side while I'm doing my college work. I don't know, I just finished everything so quickly and then I ended up being so bored the rest of the day. I just need something to do in my free time. And I figured there's gotta be at least a couple other people who are feeling the exact same way as me. And maybe we could get together, do something cool. Like, form a band. So yeah. Here we are. No, this is not one of those things. I'm interviewing you, okay? Not the other way around. Don't get too cocky. Sounds to me like you're getting a big head. Yeah, you're letting go to your head. Crap, what were we talking about? You're right. Maybe I should put this down. I think I've had enough. I'll be honest, I didn't eat much, so you already know that's a bad combination. We should order something. See, yeah, like, what do you want? No, are you crazy? It's on me. Out of the question. You spent all that time getting here, and your car broke down, and you just wanted to play your instrument for me. It's really... I don't know, when I put those flyers up, I didn't expect anything like this. I just thought... I don't know, I didn't think I'd meet anyone as cool as you. Here you are. Here we are. You know, I think this will be really good for us, you know? Get to know each other. Be friends. Maybe even something more. You shy? I already told you don't have to be nervous. It's just a little on me. What could I possibly do to you? Well, the height difference between us is significant. Am I really going to overpower you? You want to find out. That sounds like a challenge. Alright, fine. I wouldn't regret this.
I know. I'm stronger than I look. You got such a big smile on your face, but believe it or not, I've got you right where I want you. Oh, is that so? And there goes the smile. Nice and tight. You're not going anywhere. Well, let's see. I'm a goth college student known for throwing BDSM sex parties. You really think I don't have a pair of these in every room in the house? They were tucked into the couch cushions, idiot. Oh, you didn't know that? I thought that's why you were so eager to be alone with me. You should come to one. They're fun. Seems right up your alley. What, you need some convincing? I don't mind. But, fair warning, you might not be able to walk tomorrow. You like a challenge? That's good. I love breaking my opponent. Oh, yes. Oh, you want them off? What, are they too tight? You're gonna have to be a little bit more pathetic, I'm afraid. Yes, I'm afraid I'm being dead serious. It's no use. But I've got the key right here. See? If you want it, you're gonna have to be pathetic and beg. Because I'm a tad bit sadistic, you see. And I like it. I don't know. When I drink, it's even worse. Oh, it goes straight to my pussy. And I just feel so warm and tingly. You don't feel it? The fuck not. Right. Fine, don't be a baby. Come here. Hold still. There. Loose enough now. And you thought I was letting you out? No. But I don't want to hurt you. Not until you beg me to. Consent is everything, honey. Most important thing. But I'm pretty confident. By the end of this, you'll be begging for it. All you have to do is say, please. Please let me out, Mommy. I'll do anything. Fuck. Are you actually getting hard from this? Really? There's something twitching in your pants. Surely that's nothing, right? This is disgusting. You don't want this. Then, why is it that this down here says otherwise? Me being dishonest with me. Is that it? I think you're being a little bit dishonest. All you have to do is admit that you want me. Which shouldn't be that hard for you, considering it's the truth. So, are you gonna make me wait? I do hate waiting, but I can. And there it is. You really are embarrassed, then. If it took you that long to say it. And you knew about the parties. Just didn't know if it was true. Why would little me throw such... I understand. So what do you want me to do about this? Let's see what else we've got in my little couch stowaway. Would you look at this? No, this is interesting. But I think we could have some fun with it, don't you? Are you actually bucking your hips right now? Calm down. No need to rush. We've got all the time in the world. Well, we've at least got all night. I'm thinking we put this bad boy right on the tip of your cock, and I overstimulate you until you cry. How does that sound? No. Not too keen. I understand it is our first time after all. So I don't overstimulate you then. And I don't make you cry. But I am going to put this right where I said I was going to. If it's too much for you, you can tell me to stop, you know. And I will. Don't worry. Once we're done here, you will never tell me no again. Now, why don't you be a good boy and ask me to play with you? Not the most convincing, but I'll take it. What? Oh, is somebody overstimulated? I only just started. Of course, it's intense. It's supposed to be. Holy shit. Never seen this much pre-cum before. It's cute. I'm gonna start again. Only tell me to stop if it hurts. Okay. Or, of course, if you're about to come, I'd love to edge you. I mean, look at all this breakup. I want to see how big of a puddle I can make before you actually just give in. Yeah, does that feel good? Good. Can't come yet. You didn't get my permission, did you? Well then, why would you come? That's incredibly rude, you know? You always have to clear it with me first. And you didn't. It's okay, I'm not upset. Now you know, don't you? So let's try this again. Getting close already. What do we say? What do we say? Oh. Well, it wouldn't be any fun if I just let you, would it? Somebody needs to learn that just because you ask doesn't mean it's always gonna go your way. That spoiled brat mentality. I want to edge you until you cry. I'm not going to, but I desperately want to. I love watching you devolve into a whining, whimpering mess. Bucking your hips. God, you're like some sort of animal. And yet, you like it. You like letting me turn your stupid, useless brain into mush. You don't need it, do you? The only thing you need to do is obey me. You don't need agency. You don't need free will. You just need me. Got it? So, round three? No, why don't you tell me what your purpose is? If you haven't learned by now, then you don't deserve to come. That's right. To make me happy. It's the only reason why you're here. And what do we say when we want to come? That's right. Who do you belong to? Good boy. You can come. That's right. I want you to. I want you to come for me, alright? It's okay, you can do it. Good boy. God. Do you think I should let you go? You think I should take these handcuffs off?
No. You're a quick learner.
But I think that just proves you deserve them to be removed. You can sleep on the couch, or you can come with me to my room. How does that sound? Really good choice.